You are listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's been almost 6 months since he arrived at Southern Illinois University, and what a 6 months it has been. SIU President Dan Mahoney is our guest on In Focus. Dr. Mahoney, thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, not the 6 months that you expected, I'm sure, but classes have begun again for SIU Carbondale. They've been in for a little over a week now. SIU Edwardsville started yesterday. How have things changed, and how do you think things are going?
I mean, overall, things are seem to be going very well. So again, we've been really encouraging students to do the right things, wear masks, do the social distancing, and by and large, what we're seeing is students doing that. I was saying, I even was driving through campus the other day, saw a couple students on their bike wearing masks, so they seem to really be following the rules. The biggest difference, obviously, was we have more online classes. So I think on Carbondale, we're about 41% of the classes are online, and then about 30% hybrid and about 30% face-to-face. So it's, you know, different as far as the makeup of the classes. But beyond that, you know, things seem to be running fairly smoothly.
Are you, obviously, you're going to be in preparation for things that may potentially change. Mm-hmm. We know that, in fact, Edwardsville is in Region 4, which is one of those regions now in the state that's got stricter rules because of high COVID numbers. How is planning going in terms of keeping this semester on track and preparing for the spring?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different than when we were last spring, where we obviously had far more face-to-face classes, so the adjustment was much more difficult. Now we know for those, say, 30%+ classes that may be face-to-face, the instructors are aware, obviously, that this could change, and I think are prepared for that a little bit better than they were before. The classes that are hybrid or already online, the adjustment would be obviously much easier.
Sure. And each campus has its own plan and its own way of moving forward. I know that we heard from the University of Illinois earlier this month that the Food and Drug Administration has given approval for its saliva-based test to be used for COVID testing. I know that's something that you and the president of the U of I and the dean of the medical school here, Jerry Cruz, have been talking about, is expanding testing for all the campuses so that you know where pockets of COVID exist. Mm-hmm. Is there any possibility that testing or even mandatory testing for SIU campus community is coming?
We'll see in the future. Right now, just to get approval to do the tests at our locations, probably 6 to 12 weeks away, so we wouldn't be able to do that immediately. But even whether we used it as a mandatory or did everyone, the fact that they can do the test much quicker and get the results much quicker could be really helpful to us in lots of ways. And even Jerry's talked about it from a medical school perspective and working with patients that, you know, the quick turnaround would allow them to do things, to test people before doing procedures and things. So it could help us in a lot of ways. So we're very happy with the progress they've made on that test.
Sure. COVID is just one of the many things affecting campuses, not just here in Southern Illinois, but across the country. And I know that you and the chancellors and leadership on all the campuses have been working on racial equity and having that conversation, in some cases difficult conversations, about justice and representation and things like that. There's another in that series coming up, is that right?
Yeah, tonight we have our second conversation. I'm understanding tonight's focus is on hate speech and social media, which is always a difficult one. It's a challenging one to talk about. But as someone reminded me the other day, it's better to have the conversation and help people understand it than to ignore it and hope it just goes away, because it doesn't. But we also, I will be presenting on the front end of the conversation all the actions we've taken over the summer. So we've actually done, what's interesting is we went through it all a lot over a short period of time. And universities don't usually do a lot over the summer, but we did quite a bit, and there's still a lot more to do, but we've made some progress.
How difficult is it to have this conversation without being able to be face-to-face or in that personal space with another person in terms of making the change that needs to happen?
You know, it's got both its advantages and disadvantages. The advantage is it's much easier for people to participate. So we can have alumni who live in the state of Washington, say, participating in a way that obviously in a traditional face-to-face interaction would not be possible. So we've had more probably participation in a lot of our virtual events than we would in a more traditional event. But it's different not being face-to-face, and particularly having difficult conversations, it's a little bit harder. I know when I was presenting last time, you know, you look to read the audience, and there's no audience to read. So it's a very different feeling as being one of the presenters.
What are you hopeful when it comes to what the students get from this conversation and the changes that you've made? Is it something that they're going to see a dramatic difference right away?
Well, they'll see some differences right away. So again, that's what I'll talk about on the front end, is the things that you will notice right away, that we're making changes immediately and will affect both this academic year and going forward. But the goal is to continually look at everything that we're doing and actually make even bigger changes over the longer term. Some things just take longer to revise policies or to deal with, you know, different bylaws and things like that take a little bit longer, but there will be some significant changes. Some of the things we want to do, obviously, is change the way we're recruiting and retaining diverse faculty, staff, and students. And that you won't notice in September of this year, but hopefully you'll notice next year and the year after and the year after that.
Sure. We run out of time, as always, before we run out of things to talk about. Dan Mahoney is the president of Southern Illinois University. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.